You're listening to SBS News.
Travellers across Australia are questioning their right to get money back as COVID-19 outbreaks on Australia's east coast cast doubt over their travel plans. Airlines have advised travellers to be flexible, to be aware of changing flight schedules while states deal with controlling the spread of COVID-19. But consumer advocate Adam Gleeser says people should be given refunds due to uncertainties around travelling.
If a customer is unable to go on a flight due to border restrictions, I believe that they should be entitled to a refund because they are unable to go through no fault of their own. Every time you book a flight over COVID, you are going to be guessing whether or not you're going to be able to get a refund, which is not going to be great for consumer confidence.
Mr. Gleeser quit his job in sales management to advocate for stronger consumer rights during the pandemic. He now heads a campaign and social media group calling for greater travel provisions so consumers can receive refunds.
It's your money at the end of the day that you've paid in good faith, and you are unable to go through no fault of your own, and you're being told, here's a credit. What happens if you don't want to travel again in the next 12 months? We need protections in place in this country to protect consumers from issues such as this. It's as simple as that.
Under the federal government's latest bid to boost domestic tourism, airlines are still preparing to launch half-price flights to 15 Australian destinations from the start of April. Despite fresh COVID-19 outbreaks in Queensland, which hosts four of the tourist destinations. This week, Qantas has cancelled about 45 Brisbane services due to an outbreak in the state, while Virgin scrapped another 31. Dozens of flight cancellations across both airlines are expected to come as cases spread to New South Wales. Dr. James Gilchrist-Stewart from the RMIT Graduate School of Business and Law says that due to the uncertainty of coronavirus outbreaks, the half-price ticket program's efficacy is questionable.
The problem with the half-price ticketing is that it was primarily, apart from Adelaide and Kangaroo Island, which you could take intrastate, the rest of it was between states, so you have to actually leave. So as soon as states like Western Australia, South Australia put up hard borders with Queensland, that's going to stop people getting to that destination, potentially put them off from actually booking the flights in the first place.
But Angus Kidman, who is the editor-in-chief of Finder, a comparison website for consumers, says airlines are more likely to offer flight credits during uncertain times, so consumers should take advantage of the situation.
If you decide to cancel the flight, your only real option will be getting a flight credit. If the airline cancels the flight, you can ask for a refund. If you are planning travel, be aware that you might need to cancel and take a credit. Be aware that things are going to change. This is the reality we're going to live with for a while.
Qantas and Virgin say if flights are cancelled, they try to rebook customers on the next available flight if possible. But the next options are a credit or a refund altogether. But if passengers cancel their own tickets because of COVID concerns and the flight goes ahead, a refund won't be forthcoming. Mr. Kidman says travellers should adopt a wait-and-see approach before cancelling a flight to ensure they get their money's worth.
My advice would be, if you know you're not going to travel, I'd still wait until 24 hours before the flight before you do anything. Because if the airline cancels the flight in the meantime, you'll have more choices.
Karishma Luthria, SBS News.